Okay, we're in the Gemara Makos Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Briefly, to summarize where we're up to at this point in time, we have a three-way machlokes. If we give lashes, if a person does a sin that comes with the punishment of kares or death execution by the Bezdin, we really need light. He doesn't see any more light.
Do you need light in the room when we dive in? I don't know.
No, you can look how much light you have. It doesn't make a difference. There's like no difference. There's like so much light. Anyway, so we had Rabbi Shmuel, who says, yeah, you get lashed for either one. If we warn you to get kares, or if we warn you to get death penalty, you get kares, you get lashed, you get killed, you get lashed before you get killed, the whole thing. And we learned yesterday how he learned it from when the Torah says, if you do anything that God tells you not to do, you're going to get lashed. And if it's long like the avera of muzzling the animal, any avera like the muzzling of an animal is going to get that. And therefore, by both of them, you get it. Done. Rabbi Akiva says, no, if it's a chai of kores, we lash him. If it's a chai of mis, you don't lash him. And the Gemara says, what's the rationale for that? Because you don't give someone, a person does not get two punishments for one avera. Then the Gemara said, well, if that's the case, according to Rabbi Yishmael, what are you going to do with that idea? That's the conflict between the two sources. One source says you should get lashed for every negative behavior. The other one says you don't give a guy two punishments. So Rabbi Shmuel answered, that's only if it's death and money. But on the other hand, if it's, or lashes and money, but if it's death and lashes, well, that's one long death penalty. It's one long death penalty. Okay, fine. Then the Gemara says, okay, but what about for Rabbi Akiva? What about Chayiv Kares? Right? Chayiv Kares, why do you say it gets two? You're getting Kares and lashes. And if you want to say it's because he does tshuva, but until he does tshuva, or if he doesn't do tshuva, he's going to get two punishments. Therefore, that's what we're up to as of yesterday. Comes along, Amar Rabbi Avohu. Avohu is going to have to answer and say, you're right. Really, this is his... We're going to do the next 15 minutes or so. His answer is going to suggest, you're right, guys should not get two punishments. You're right, it's a problem with kares too. And really, you shouldn't get lashed, for just like you don't get lashed when you get killed, you should not get lashed with kares. But this is an exception to the rule, because the Torah goes out of its way to tell you so. So remember, God can make exceptions whenever he wants. We could have rules and then God makes an exception. So God could say like this, yes, you should get lashed for every negative commandment. And the truth also is, you don't get two punishments. But if God says there's an exception to the rule, there's an exception to the rule. And he's going to say, and we're going to see why lashes is the exception rule. It's going to be from Gzeira Shava. We're going to use some words in the Torah that are similar in one place to another. So God's saying, you're right, but I'm making an exception to rule in this case. So you can't really debate this logically if you're saying it's a Gzeiras HaKosov. It's an exception rule. It's an exception rule. So you just got to live with it. So now let's see how he develops this. So we're going to have to spend a little time looking at a number of psukim, and it's very subtle. The points here, you got to be careful in the words, the exact letters. So you're going to see now when I'm laning, and you guys correct me all the time as you should, because one little mistake has great meaning, as you'll see over here. So Amar Rav Avohu, Rav says, notwithstanding the fact that Rabbi Akiva also subscribes to the fact a person should not get two punishments, but by kares, beferish ripsa Torah chayve krisus lamalkus, the Torah beferish explicitly included those who get kares to get lashed as well. It's just Torah said it, Xeris HaKosov, that's what it is. How do we see it? De Gomar, we are going to make a comparison, le'ene. In one place it says the words le'ene. When it talks about kares, look at the notes over here. We'll show you the whole pasuk. This is talking about people you're not supposed to marry. Remember, we repeated it by a sister, remember? Person takes a sister, a half-sister, they're intimate, chesed hu, but now here's the point. V'nichrisu, and they will get kares. Here's the word you gotta keep good attention on. Le'enei b'nei amom. Le'enei b'nei amom. In the sight of the members of the people. That word le'enei, don't forget it. That's the critical word. So you see, by the punishment, remember, it didn't even have to say any of this. Remember, we know that all these forbidden relations get kares. Torah went and said kares again. So besides the fact what Rabbi Yitzchak learned with that, but anyway, here you get kares, but so by kares it says the word le'enei. Just remember that word, okay? We're going to meet it in a minute. So we're going to learn from le'enei, me from the word le'enecha. Very similar, isn't it? Le'enei, before the eyes of, milecha, before your eyes, that's stated by lashes. And here's the pasuk over here. Pasuk says, our boy, Miakenelia, so you give him 40 lashes, pen Yosef lakos, you shouldn't hit him, get him more, leila makarba. And what should be the result? V'nikla chicha, your brother should be degraded. Le'enecha, in your eyes. So what does it say? By kares, it says le'enei. By lashes, it says le'enecha. So, and really, remember now, let's look at these two psukim. Do you need the word le'enecha? Let's look at this pasuk, look at the pasuk, and pretend that last word didn't exist. Erase it from the text. Okay? And your brother will be degraded, period. Would I be missing any understanding in the text?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, you tell me.
He has to be embarrassed in front of your eyes.
He will be degraded. Where else is he going to be degraded if not in front of your eyes? Is he being lashed in the privacy of his own home? Where is he lashed? Publicly.
Right.
So he will be degraded.
In front of the people, in front of everybody's eyes.
It's obvious it's in front of your eyes.
Yeah.
Let's go back to that other puzzle. What about by kares? And they shall be cut off
in front of the,
by the eyes of you. What do you need that for? That's also extra.
That's true.
It's also extra. Whenever you got an extra word in one place and an extra word in another place, and they're similarly written, that means there's a nexus between the two of them. There's something. One is kares and one is lashes. Extra words. I don't need that. Since I have that, let's read the commentary. These two nearly identical phrases form what we call a gzera shava. In their context, kares and malchus. Therefore, the penalty of malchus, which is said in one verse, applies even in the case of kares, which is mentioned in another verse. You see what's going on? So you're right. Really, you shouldn't get two punishments. You shouldn't. And that's why you don't get it by death and lashes. You don't get it. But on the other hand, the Torah specifically has a gzera shava. It has an extra word by lashes, an extra word by kares, meaning to say that even when you give kares, you give lashes as well. Okay? All right. Now, that's... Now, the commentary is asking an amazing question over here. Book of 19 over here. What did the Brisa say? Now you really have to do a lot of work. You have to remember all the way back from Thursday. When the Brisa quoted the three rabbis, and it quoted Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva gave a reason. Let's see. The Rishonim ask, how can this approach of Rabbi Abo, which takes the Gzeira Shavati, Rabbi Akiva's reason for ruling that Kores Peri sins carry the penalty of Malchus, be reconciled with the Brisa, which records a different reason for Rabbi Akiva's view, namely that repentance revokes the Kores penalty, but not the death penalty? That's what the Brisa said. The Brisa said that Kores revokes the Tshuva, the Tshuva revokes the Kores penalty, so it's not two penalties. That's what the Braisa said. Now you're telling me because it's Gzeira Shava. Right? So Ritva explains that the two reasons are complementary. Rabbo shows how Rabbi Akiva's ruling emerges from Scripture. Means there's a Gzeira Shava that applies Malkus to corresponding sins, but not to capital offenses. Number one, the Braisa explains why the Torah applied the additional penalty, of course, only to Kares-bearing sins. Why? What's the reason why the Gzeira Shava? Because capital offenses already have another absolute penalty, whereas Kares-bearing sins do not. So that's how you resolve that. But still, we had to come up with this new interpretation because we had the other question, what about the two penalty points? So that's how he wants to answer. So basically, at this point, Rabbi Bo's answer is saying, Rabbi Akiva holds, you don't give two punishments, really you normally don't, and you should, therefore you don't give lashes and death, and you really, according to what our rules would say, you would not get lashes and kares, but since God specifically included and said, le'einecha, le'einei, gzeira shava, God says that you do get both punishments, in that case only. Gemara is now going to attack this answer. And basically going to say, well, once you're playing around with Gzeira Shavas, well, I can find a Gzeira Shava that should tell you you should also have lashes by death, too. Mm-hmm. If you're already playing the Gzeira Shava game, mm-hmm. I'm going to show you some other words we can play around with that seem to be extra, to which we should, if you're going to say it's a Gzeira Shava, then this be a Gzeira Shava should include death penalties to get lashes, too. So, Rabbi Akiva, you're going to have a problem. So let's see how that emerges. Maski flow Ravaba Bar Mamul. Ravaba Bar Mamul asks Ravabo, your answer, Rabbi Akiva, does not appear to be sound. Because Ihaki, if you're going to say we're playing with Gzeira Shavas, it says Le'einecha, Le'einei, guess what? Chayve Misos Bezdin Amen Igmaram. You should also be able to, Rabbi Akiva, you should say lashes should apply to death penalties too. Because if you're going to do with Gzeira Shavas, I'm going to show you an extra word by death penalty that's similar to lashes as well. Let's see what it says by a death penalty. Look, what word are we looking for? What kind of word are we looking for? Ene. Something about ene. Here it comes. It is in Sefer Bamidbar, may ene, from the eyes of. Let's see what the context is over there. Fahaya. And if because of the eyes of the assembly, there's the word there, meine, necessal lishkaga, it was done unintentionally. Then, let's talk about an aveira there. Then everyone brings a par ben bokor for an ola, etc., etc. But that's if it's done unintentionally. We should really back it up a little bit and give you the whole context. Yeah. So 1 minute, 15:24. Come on. And technology is so great. Baruch Hashem, Hashem. This is the only reason why we have technology. Yeah. Just for it. Or for the Rambam class last night, Howard, we were able to show pictures to understand the Rambam. Okay, let's talk about various averos over here. If you erred and not observed all the commandments, Hashem spoke to you, etc., and the Lord has commanded you by the hand of Moses from the and onward through your generations. Okay, so you shouldn't be doing certain averos. Okay, and if anything is committed with ignorance in front of the eyes of the people, you have to bring korbanos for that. Okay, so you got to understand it's not necessarily talking about death, but we'll have to see how are they going to resolve that. But it's talking about something that was done b'shogeg, okay? So, but the critical word is me'enei ha'eda. So let's go back now to the main source over here.
This me'enei ha'eda means the leaders?
Let's see now. So from the eyes, which is stated in the context of a capital crime, okay? But it was done by mistake. Here's the thing. For the case which the Sanhedrin mistakenly permitted a capital idolatrous offense. In other words, the Bezdin ruled that this is not idol worship. Oh. Now, normally, idol worship comes with a death penalty. So if they mistakenly ruled about a idol worship, and they said it's not idol worship, and we all worshiped idols, we bring a korban. But the topic is idol worship. That's the point.
Okay.
So even though it's not specifically talking about death penalty, but it's the sin that normally carries a death penalty. Normally, idol worship carries death penalty. So now, if it was hidden from the eyes of the
assembly,
meaning from the Beis Din, and by mistake they said we could all do it, we bring a korban because it's a shogeg. But what if it wasn't shogeg? What if it was mazid?
Yeah.
You'd get killed. So you've got that word me'ene. Okay, so again, you didn't have to say me'ene. You could have said im me'ha'eda. If you could just take out the word me'ene. Again, we need the eyes of. Just say me'ha'eda. It was done. You're saying it was done by mistake, right? So what if it says im ha'eda nesasa lishkaga? What if everybody did it unintentionally? Again, the word me'ene is extra. And we're talking about idol worship, which normally carries a death penalty. It is a capital crime. Either way, idol worship is a capital crime. The people all did a capital crime. The only thing was we made a mistake. But it was a capital offense. So by a capital offense, it says me'ene. Words extra again. So that should also tell us that you get lashed even if we kill you with a capital crime. You follow? You told me by kares you get lashed because it says le'enecha and le'enei. So we say, oh, you get lashed even by kares. So here where there's a capital offense done, it says me'enei. You should learn that too. You should also say you get lashed and then killed. Because make a gzeira shava, the same thing by misa. You follow? Even though it's not exactly the guy did a got killed, but they did a capital crime. And that's what we're learning. By a capital crime, you have this word le'ene. So, okay, when it's not a shogeg, you would lash him. So, the Gemara is very subtle. So, it seems like a good question. But did you notice a little difference in the word?
Me'ene.
What's this word exactly?
Me'ene.
Me'ene. What was the word we were using before?
Le'ene.
One letter difference. Both as the eyes of. But to the eyes of or from the eyes of. So Gemara, so Rabbi Akiva's going to, Rabbi Bo is going to answer. Don't ask me a question from there. I'm sorry, I skipped. The answer is me'ene, from the words me'ene. Milenecha dunim. From the word ene, again, this is very funny. When it says me'ene, it doesn't mean me'ene. Okay. I'm sorry, let's go back. Nigra me'ene. I'm sorry. Me'ene milenecha. More answers. Dunim. We only make exer shava. Le'ene me. From le'enecha. Because they both start with a lamed. Do you see that? Le'ene, le'enecha. Me means from le'enecha. We make this gzeris, shava when the words start, look at 22. Le'ene, le'enecha are identical except for the suffix. But they both start with a lamed.
Yeah.
One was kares, one was lashes.
Yeah.
Both lameds. That's when we do it. But your case is not the same. Fain done it, but we don't learn me'ene, mi'le'enecha. But by death penalty, it's me'ene, not le'ene. So that one little letter makes a difference. Look at 23. The words me'ene and le'enecha have neither the same beginning nor the same end. You see the point? When we did it from kares to lashes, you started off, the beginning was le'e. One is le'enecha, but still started le'ene. They both started le'ene. Very similar. But here, you have the word le'enecha, me'ene, even though the root's the same, but the prefix and suffix are both different. It's not close enough to make that comparison. Do you hear the answer?
Who's saying this?
This is Rabbi Abo is answering the question. In other words, we make a gzeira shava, it's got to be pretty close.
So it's not a gzeira shava.
So we don't make it by death penalty, but we'll still keep it by kares.
Yeah.
Kares says le'ene, right? Which is very close to le'enecha by lashes. Very similar. But by death penalty, it's me'einecha, is not that similar to le'ene, for us to make the gzeirah shavah. So that's the answer they want to say. So this is a gzeirah shavah, that's not a gzeirah shavah. To which Gemara is going to say, wait a minute, you don't have to be that exact. And I'm going to show you an example where it's not even close, and you still can make the comparison. So therefore, don't give me this baloney. This is close enough. It's close enough. He's going to give an example of somewhere altogether else. You don't have to know all the details, but we see that we make Gzeirah Shavah somewhere else where the two words aren't even similar. So what do you tell me? Well, it's missing. It's close enough. So therefore, we should include the death penalty to get it. And that's what we're going to ask now. Umay nafkemina, what does it matter? Le'ene, me'ene, such a very minor detail, you don't make zeir shava. Let's look at another zeir shava that everybody agrees to. Vatanet ve'Rabbi Shmuel, they learned in Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel. It's talking about tzaras in the house. It says, v'shav ha'koin, the coin shall return to the house. And says, Ubo HaKoin, the coin shall come to the house. Okay, they're both talking about different stages of the coin inspecting the house for Tzaras. Okay, you don't need to know all the details, but it says one place, Vishav HaKoin, Ubo HaKoin. Well, the common name is Kohen, but Shav and Bo are two different words. But they still say, Zuhi Shiva Vizuhi Bio. Essentially, returning and coming say the same meaning. It means the same thing.
Yeah.
Therefore, the two verses may be linked with Xavier Shavin, the laws pertaining to one or applied to the case of the other. Whatever's going on over there, it's not so significant. We can go through it. In respect to the coins returning to the house to inspect it, the Torah details the procedure of removing the afflicted stones, scraping off the surrounding plaster, and laying new stones. This procedure is not stated explicitly in regard to his coming to the house. But the Gzeirah Shavah teaches the same procedure applies to his coming as well. So once it says returning and coming, it's the same thing. So you, one is returning, one is coming. They're two different words. And still we compare the two.
Shavah, yeah.
So in the same way, the word me'ene from the eyes of stating the context of capital crimes is sufficiently close to meaning the word le'enecha before your eyes, stating the context of malchus to Eli Gzeirah Shavah. So therefore, we're back to square one. If you're going to use Gzeirah Shavah, what do you use it for both? And now they ask us one more knockout question. One more question they're going to ask to Shom. Vod, and even if you don't want to do that, you could do a different Gzeirah Shavah. Ligmar me'ene. Mi le'ene, let's make Gzeirah Shavah from death to kares. From death to kares, and then we have kares to lashes.
Right.
We could do a two-step Gzeirah Shavah. Once you have a connection, kares to lashes, and you want to say, well, let's learn from death to lashes, well, it's not that similar. Fine, but it still is more similar to kares, so once I have a Gzeirah Shavah going this way, I just take it going that way as well. Because even if you want to say that me'ene is not le'enecha, but death penalty me'ene is like kores le'ene, because there the endings are the same. So you take the Gzeirah Shavah from lashes to kores, and kores to death penalty. V'lod ligmor me'ene mile'enecha. The me'ene by the death penalty, from le'ene by kores. The Hagomer le'ene mile'enecha, because you already learned le'ene of kares from mile'enecha of lashes, so you should be able to do it. So either question, and there should be the same thing. Therefore, Rabba Bo's answer is out. Out. And we cannot say, well, really, yeah, you can't give two punishments. So here the Torah went out of its way to say, you give two punishments by this one. If you're going to use that logic, it should be applying to death penalty, which doesn't work for Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, this answer is out. So now we have time for an answer, one answer that is an accepted answer. And it's very similar to the first reason we gave. Remember the first reason we gave, you don't give a guy two punishments? And we said, wait a minute, don't give a guy two punishments. Why didn't you say the same thing by kares? Oh, about tshuva, maybe he's not going to do tshuva. So we're going to come back to that answer, but just shift one little nuance. And with that nuance, that question we ask won't apply once we just shift this nuance. It's still going to deal with two punishments, but instead of saying the guy can't get two punishments, we're going to just say it a little bit differently. So first of all, Kibla Menei Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. So now Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak accepted the refutation of Rabba Bar Mamel. He said, you know, this question that was asked on the answer beforehand is a good question, and therefore I'm going to have to give another answer. Okay? And this is the answer he says. Even though Rabbi Akiva, remember the Brisa says, you don't get, even the Brisa explained Rabbi Akiva, you don't give the guy could do tshuva, right? But anyway, but when we said the two punishment rule, it's like this. When it says, Kedei Rishasa, you give him according to his witness, don't learn the guy doesn't get two punishment, but rather say that Bezdin can't give two punishments. There's two ways of hearing it. The guy can't get two punishments, or Bezdin can't give two punishments. You're going to say, what's the difference, right? It's a big difference. If a guy, first one's that guy can't get two punishments. That's it. He can't get two, no matter who gives it to him. If you say Bezdin can't give two punishments, Bezdin can give one, and God can give one. And the guy will get two. If you say the guy can't get two, he can't get two. If you say Bezdin can't give two, okay, you can't give two. You give one. And God can give another one. So let's think about this. When it comes to death penalty, who gives the death penalty?
Bezdin.
Who gives lashes?
Bezdin.
So you can't give, Bezdin can't give two. Okay, when it comes to kares, who gives the kares?
Hashem.
Who gives the lashes? So that can be. So the original answer said, see, the original answer said the guy can't get, it says, Kidei Rishaso, according to his wickedness, and he can't get two punishments. Okay, let's just say, according to his wickedness, Bezdin can't give him two punishments. That's all the difference is. So Bezdin will give him one, which is lashes. Very good. Mishum risha achas atoy machayva, for one punishment you can punish him, meaning the Bezdin. V'yato machayva mishem shei rishasos. You don't give him two. So what does that mean? That was said the first time. So why is it any better? But here's the answer. This is the little nuanced difference. Berisha, wickedness, hamesura lebezdin, akos medaber. That Bezdin is given the power to deal with that wickedness. That Bezdin doesn't give two punishments to the guy, but the guy could get two punishments. How the verse speaks exclusive of a punishment that is given over to the court to administer. The Torah. The single penalty rule is thus limited to court-imposed punishment, not the guy getting two punishments. The court can only give you one punishment. Accordingly, capital offenses cannot occur malchus too, since that would mean that two penalties are to be administered by the court for a single crime. Kares-bearing sins, however, are not subject to the single penalty rule because kares is administered by heaven. Okay? Hence, it doesn't violate the single penalty rule for the court to impose malchus for a corresponding crime. The reason why Rabbi Kim the Brisa says if they repent, the heavenly court forgives them the corresponding penalty is intended as a rationale for the scriptural exposition. In other words, since Hashem can take it off with tshuva, okay, so Bezdin can give this one, but they're not involved in the other in the punishment of kares. See here, originally we said the point Rabbi Akiva makes difference in kares and death penalty is because a guy can't get two punishments. Okay, can't get two punishments, so by kares he can get two punishments. If he doesn't do tshuva, he's getting two punishments. Now we've amended that idea to say that Bezdin can only impose one punishment. But theoretically, the guy could get two punishments. So there, when it comes to death and lashes, Bezdin cannot lash him and then cannot kill him afterwards. They cannot punish him two things for one crime. When it comes to kares, the Bezdin's not involved in kares. They don't give kares. Hashem gives kares. And therefore, the Bezdin could lash him. Very good. So now we understand Rabbi Akiva's position. Rabbi Akiva says that Bezdin cannot give two punishments. So now what has to still be explained is how is Rabbi Yishmael going to deal with that? Rabbi Yishmael says you give both. Because the Torah says the way he learned the pasuk, you get both. For any negative commandment that's like muzzling, you give lashes.
Right.
He's not concerned about this issue of Rabbi Akiva. So we're going to have to understand, how is he going to deal with that? When it comes to Koresh, Rabbi Akiva is okay with that, but death penalty, that still will have to be discussed. That is a good answer, a good place to end on the week. Next week, Rava, though, is going to flip everything on its head. Because right now, we've been assuming the entire discussion is when the guy... The whole machlokas of the Braisa is when he was warned, don't do this because you get a death penalty and you get lashes. Or he's warned you're going to get kares and lashes. And then this is the machlokas. Yeah. We're going to see Rava's going to do a little bit of fun and games with us. So let's leave you on a good note now.
Very interesting.
So far. What? Minion.